All right, we're actually going to walk through the Wednesday night opening so you can see exactly how it's done. And there's two methods to get your post primed with some shares. The first one is to create topic relevant pages where you can share the post. You're actually going to create pages just for the sole purpose of sharing these images. Number two, join groups that allow you to post and share it with them. So the first one, posting to pages. Let's go over this one first. As I said, you're going to create pages relevant to the storyline of the post you want to go viral. Most likely this will be a business or some type of passion topic. Now the purpose is not to build a page that will be a source of leads that you're going to spend a lot of time worrying about or dealing with, but just have a place where you can share relevant posts whenever you want. So let's say your topic was internet marketing. You want to put a place to put all your cool quotes about internet marketing. You just create a page, and maybe it's even your own page. If your business is internet marketing, it's probably an even easier one to do. And you just would be able to go and share your topics there on your business page. And let's say then you'd also create one about internet marketing tips or internet marketing memes or whatever. Just go and create five different ones based around internet marketing. And you're instantly going to, each time you post one of those, you're going to share your topics. Are going to share your posts to those pages each and every time. So let's go over the process. You can actually see how it works. All right, now it's time to go over how to create these pages for this process. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time doing this. There's other videos out there you can find for free, probably on YouTube, that actually walk you step by step through the process of creating pages. But I'm just going to do a real quick, dirty walkthrough. Basically, on your homepage or just on Facebook.com, over here on your left-hand side, you can see pages. Click on that, create a page, and then you can go through the process here, and it just steps you through the process. Create a brand or product, cause or community, artist, band, public figure, all these different options here. You just go through and create your own pages, and you go through the process, get your page done, and then what you'll have at the end of the time is when you want to share something, you're going to have a group of pages that you can choose from for these different things. And you can go in there and you can click share, and you'll instantly, every time, going to have several. I can share it on this one. I can share it on Authority Alchemy. I can share it on Get Your Business on Mainstream Media. I can share it on Tattooed Entrepreneurs. I can share on Brian Horn. I can share on Instant Linkerati. I can share on Beyond Page One of Google. So all those places I can share any of these topics I want to. And you can see on some of these, you don't have to try this on every one of them. If you do that on every one of them, it's going to look weird. But on ones that are ones you're wanting to go viral, this one, I did some on this one. You can see the first one I shared on Authority Alchemy. I shared on Brian Horn. And you can see what happened then. Somebody else shared. Somebody else shared. Somebody else shared. Somebody else shared. And that happens because they saw that it was already... it already happened. So that's how you do it. Ones that you want to go viral. This was one I wanted to go viral. It was driving traffic back to our business site. I wanted it to get some traction. So I used that technique on there. That's why when you saw on... Let me get here where I can... Or back up here where I was showing you before. This one. I can... when I showed you all these ones that I have on pages you manage... You can see I don't have one on here for Down syndrome. I don't have one on here for being a dad. Because those are ones I just post to be an interesting person. Those are ones I really don't care if they get shared a whole lot. Sometimes the ones I do for business-related ones that have my son, I will use those also. And I can show you during the group one how I get additional shares on that one through popular groups. But that's it for this one. Let's go back in. We're going to go over how to do this with groups. This is another technique you can use is posting to groups. Basically, you're going to join relevant groups that allow the ability to post. You're only going to share posts that are pertinent to the topic of the group, and you want to make sure you're not violating rules of the group or cluttering the group with your posts. This can work really well. I get some of my best ones out of this one because you're sharing with an active community. The one before where you're sharing just your own pages, it's good to get just some to get that first initial shares, but it's gonna sit there. You're not gonna get much more out of it. With these, you can get insanely viral things if you pick the right groups and you have an interesting picture. Okay, and this one, same spot it was before. You go to share a post. The other option is, another good one is in a group. And here it lets you start typing group names that you're a member of and have the ability to post in. So when you're, if you have members of groups with passion categories, you can post there. They have are usually very active groups, and they're ones that interact more and are sharing good content. So here you type a post name, like if I wanted to share, not particularly this one, but ones around passion categories like children, or particularly, I use a lot for Down syndrome, works really well also. I can just type in down, you can see the different 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different Down syndrome groups that I have the ability to post content in. And when you do that and you have a good piece, things like this happen. This one is a picture of my son taking our boat out. And it says, a message to the doctor who told my parents I wouldn't be able to do much because I have DS. I'm driving a ski boat, bitch. So it was a fun one. Just having some fun with it. And you can see this one, 194 likes, but that 45 shares. That came not from my immediate friends. That came from me putting it out there in those groups and those active, passionate people in those groups sharing it. And those things pass around. Even you wonder, you know, why do you want that? How is that good for my business? When people go through your feeds, look at your pictures, and they see these, they're impressed. But also, this gets in front of everybody. I mean, everybody sees it. I've had people like Tim Ferriss, you liking and commenting on stuff before, because it gets in front of everybody because they're so popular. And people, they see their friends commenting on it. They see an interesting one. They see hundreds of comments, multiple shares. It's people can't help but jump in on those things. So that's why you want to do these things. And it's very easy to do. I've shown you the two steps are two ways you can do that, just by pages and by groups. And it's very easy to do both of those things. And there are two other options that you see on there which you get shares. These really do not work for the purpose of what I'm sharing with. One is you can post on a friend's timeline. Sometimes it's okay if you post on a friend's timeline that is an active supporter of yours and he recommends it to others and people then share it. That can work. You can also share in private messages. It won't even count as a share at all, but you can notify people and ask them to interact, but it's not going to show publicly. So really your best two options, those first two I shared, the building of pages with the purpose of jumpstarting your shares, or the group one. Both are different ones. The page one is a good way you can get a whole bunch out really fast. The group ones are ways that you can really get some virality if you are sharing to the right groups. So that's really it for the Wednesday night opening. Let's go to the next video.